This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Later this morning, Freddie Mac will tell us what the average interest rate is right now for a 30-year fixed mortgage. Last week, the rate fell below 3.5% for the first time in 60 years of record keeping. Add that to the growing chorus of people who are saying the housing market has finally hit bottom, and you might think a housing recovery is near. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now with his take. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Chris, do you think that the housing market has hit bottom, as many people are saying right now?
Oh, I believe it has hit bottom. But here's the thing, Jeremy. Don't believe those real estate agents when they say it's hit bottom and it's going to rebound. The market is going to be flat for a long time to come.
Wait, so you think that it's hit the bottom, but it's not going to start to come back up again?
That's right, because for one reason, I just don't see a lot of net new household formation, which is the big driver in the housing market. It's been running at about 600,000 to 800,000 for the past couple of years. And Jeremy, we haven't seen numbers this low since the 1940s, and I don't see it changing anytime soon.
But the economy is slowly getting better. I mean, slowly but surely, job growth is coming back, albeit a weaker pace than many would like. But also, you've got mortgage rates at very low levels. I mean, why wouldn't the housing market start to rebound?
Two big reasons. The reason why there's less household formation is lots of young people are living in their parents' basement. And, you know, this economy is doing better, but it's not doing great. There's not a lot of great income growth. There's not a lot of good jobs out there. So they're going to move very slowly out of that basement. And then immigrants. Immigrants are big buyers. They want a stake in this country, but immigrant buying has really fallen. And I don't see that changing anytime soon either.
Well, what's it going to take then, Chris, to get this housing market to rebound?
You know, people are looking so much at the housing market, and they're forgetting to look at the other side of the equation, income growth. All right, so yes, house prices are down 35% since the bubble burst, but there's been no real growth in income. In fact, median household income, real median household income adjusted for inflation, is down by more than 8% over the past decade. So we need to see some real income growth before people start thinking housing is affordable.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.